Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean, you could. I mean, we're just talking to Ryan Saunders, the new Wolves head coach. You have a baby coming. Now, do you know, boy or girl?
No, we're waiting.
You're waiting.
We figured life is full of so many unexpected surprises that why not add one more to the mix right now?
That is the most accurate statement you've ever said in your life. Life is filled with so many unexpected surprises. Do you have ballpark names picked out?
We have ballpark names.
Okay.
We do.
Is Chad in consideration now?
You know, it's tough. It's tough because a lot of times I found when you're picking out names, you automatically think to the person. And automatically I thought to you,
yeah,
Chad.
Right.
And then I said, we got to scratch Chad off the list.
Yeah, so thanks, no. A lot. thanks a lot. What is this day like?
You know, it's some of the fellas out there were just kind of asking me. It's surreal. I mean, yeah. in a way, you know, you don't really plan for a day like this. A day just kind of comes at you fast. You, like always, I've said it, and people probably know I wear the statement out, but taking things kind of hour by hour, you know, because it's, you know, you never know what's coming next.
Yep.
And but it's special. I mean, being able to get this opportunity, especially in a place like Minnesota, I'm just so appreciative of the people that have helped get me to this point.
All right. If we do get emotional, let's do it here in this first segment, then we'll move on. I heard you today. I'll admit I was listening and driving in. When you got emotional, I did too, because you know how close your father and I were. And heck, I think of you from La Crosse.
Yeah.
When I was together, and a few times your family left, and I was stuck to try not to harm you when you were pretty young. Apparently, I didn't screw that up. Okay. I know you've told me that, you know, that your father's still a part of your life every single day, right? And I'll say this again. I said it many times when you gave the eulogy at your father's funeral. I still remember you got up there and went, you took a big breath and started, and you were brilliant at that. So what did you think about him today when all this is going on?
You know, emotions change through, you know, over the past few years, you know, since losing him. So with that, you found out a lot about yourself.
Yep.
Your strength, you know, when you'll be getting emotional, and you can usually kind of catch it a little more now. But today was a day, you know, seeing my mother start to tear up, and then seeing, you know, my wife and my sisters, and then just some other people who knew my dad tear up, you know, kind of looking at me up on that stage. That gets you emotional. But for me, this was something. Today was a day that my dad was supposed to be at and be able to watch. And he had always talked about, you know, hey, one day when you're, he always used to tell me, he's like, you're gonna be my retirement job. Where, you know, I'm going to be done coaching, working, and all I'm going to do is, like, used to hitch a ride on the team plane and just come enjoy the road trips. He's like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to sit in the front row and just, you know, do nothing, basically.
Yeah.
You know, and just observe. So, you know, obviously, I wish he was here.
Yeah.
But I know that he's happy with today, happy that my first head coaching job, full-time head coaching job, is here in Minnesota, a place he loves so much.
Yep.
And he's happy that I'm around the people that meant a lot to him too.
Okay, when you took over for Tom last year, did you move into the main office?
It took me a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to say. So was that, how hard was that?
Yeah.
Number one, moving into Tom's office.
Yeah.
Number two, that's the office that your dad designed.
Yeah, yeah. it was, so the only reason I really moved into the big office was because we needed my assistant coach office for space for another coach that we had hired at the time. And so I wasn't even going to move in there until I was told, hey, you have to now.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, hey, I wanted to make sure that I was respectful in so many ways, because I have that much respect for Coach Tibbs.
Yeah.
But then being in there and knowing that, you know, Dad had designed this, he had sat in the same, you know, right here. You know, it makes you think a lot, but I really just tried to dive into the work and dive into just getting better.
Are you still buying the late night gadgets? Because you told me you've taken a little bit of that out of your father, right?
It's different. It's different. I'm more of a Amazon's so easy.
Amazon is
easy. You can see something on you know, a late night, a gadget or something.
Right.
And then you can just go search it on Amazon. Usually you can have it within, you know, by the next day.
Right.
So that's my play.
What's the oddest gadget you've bought recently?
I can't – off the top of my head, I did buy the the magic hose or Flex Seal. I bought that.
What's Flex Seal?
Flex Seal is the one where you take the screen and you can spray it on a screen and turn it into a boat. It seals everything up. You've never seen a Flex Seal ad? The guy who's in the boat?
No, that's a crazy one.
I can put this on a screen and it turns it into a boat?
No, well, it seals a boat. It would seal up a screen. It seals it up.
Enough to have it.
I don't think I've seen this.
The guy who's nuts, who's.
Oh, yeah.
I love him. He's so excited.
I must have seen it, right?
Hey, have you heard of YouTube?
Yeah.
You got to get on YouTube and look at it.
What's this internet thing? I keep hearing about this.
So I'd say that was my last purchase.
Okay, so Amazon for me, a quick story. So to my address, wrong person, okay? I called and I said, this is my address, but it's somebody else. You know what they said? Keep it.
That's a good neighbor.
What was it?
Well, I should have saved it for you because it was baby stuff.
Oh.
I mean, when I'm opening up, I'm going, man, golf clubs. Cash.
Pornography.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Mr. Smith.
Exactly.
Here's your delivery.
That's what I keep doing. I don't know where these tapes keep coming from. But, yeah, I mean, Carter, at that point, aren't you banking on something good?
Well, you'd hope so.
You'd hope so.
They tell you to keep it.
But, I mean, okay, do you think I – should that be the policy? Shouldn't I have to send back?
Well, they must send the same thing to the address then.
Right.
That's on them, I guess.
Yeah, because we had it happen with us. They delivered something to my neighbor, and they did the exact same thing. They told them to keep it. So we got a telescope for Christmas for our kids, and our neighbor's got a free one.
This has got to be a new scam. Somehow we should be able to do this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then send it to our house, and then you get to keep it.
Well, I don't think Amazon's struggling for the.
You think they're getting by?
I think the baby clothes, you know, whatever they were, I think they can afford to.
You don't think this is going to put Amazon under?
No, I don't think you're going to put them under there, Chad.
I don't know. Jeff Bezos, I'm watching you. More with. The Wolves head coach, Ryan Saunders, is here on the home of the Timberwolves. So I hear you and Gerson talk about how you've known each other for a while, but maybe I've missed it.
Yeah.
How did that happen? How did you become close?
Yeah, we got put in touch. We both call him one of our best friends, Tim Connolly, who is now the president of the Denver Nuggets.
Yep.
Tim and I worked together in Washington, but he had known Gerson. And he had made that introduction about pretty much 10 years ago. I'd say my first year, maybe my second year, 9 years ago, in the league, and said, "Hey, Gersey, I got a guy you got to meet. He's trying to do some different things, you know, technology wise, just, you know, creativity wise. He's challenging other thought processes on things." And, you know, we just kind of hit it off from there. And then, we've also connected on a spiritual level. We have a morning conference call every Tuesday morning with some other executives and other coaches in the NBA. We're almost a men's prayer group that we've gotten really close through. So that's kind of where our relationship goes. And now it's just I'm just looking forward to further growing it.
What was it like then when you sat down for the? I don't know if it's the formality of interviews because it sounds like it's over multiple days. But now when all of a sudden you're saying. This guy is going to play an enormous part of whether I get this job full time.
Yeah, you know it was definitely a process. I'd say understanding an interview process, and you know when you kind of realize that you're going through that process, you realize you're interviewing for a head coaching one of 30 jobs in the world, and you know my biggest thing was being honest and being. Forthright and you know my views and my vision and you know we've hit it off. I mean in terms of the basketball sense, just aligning our thinking and being aggressive in how we want to approach things.
You know what the Taylors think of you and your family, the personal respect they have. I think Glenn in his ideal world wanted you to get the job, but he also was deferring to Gerson.
Yeah.
How did you feel about that? How did you feel, you know, about what role Glenn would play, the relationship, Gerson, the perception people might have about that, you know, just that whole part of the story, which was a part of the conversation?
Yeah, no, it was. And those are things you can't control. And I realized that. So with that, you know, I'm glad they went through the process. I'm obviously glad that at the end of the day, you know, they have the confidence in me to give me this post. But the process is, one, helped me, and it's helped Gerson to understand, you know, what I my views on things and how I like to approach things. But it also just gives more, you know, it gives more validity to myself of going through the process. I knew that whoever ended up here with the Timberwolves, that those are great candidates. Whoever ended up here in this position was going to help this team win, and you know, I'm looking forward to being that guy.
How did he tell you?
You know, it was on Sunday. He had gave me a call, and you know, I was at home with my wife. I had gotten back from the combine the day before. We were just getting the nursery ready for the baby.
Yep.
And he gave me a call, and then things progressed from there.
So then the negotiation started.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So what was that feeling like when you now knew that, yes, negotiations were going to be a part of it, but that you have the job?
It was unbelievable, obviously. You know, this job is a dream come true. But now my dream has changed.
Yeah.
To win big in this job is now my dream. So, and I think that's how it should be, especially in pro sports.
Mm-hmm.
You get to a point. Well, now I need a new point to try to reach. And you know, I felt a lot of emotions in different ways, but ultimately I was just happy to still be able to continue to be around our players and just be around this community, because I just love leaning in here.
So Gerson's talked a lot about kind of the modern way to put together coaching staff.
Yeah.
Whether it's the specialty offense coach, defense coaches, the guys who work directly with players. How different do you think your staff will be from last year?
Yeah, I mean, that's a question I can't fully, you know, wrap my head around at the moment, because this has all happened very fast. Because like you had talked about, you know, I went through a time over the last couple of weeks here where you know, I was just another candidate, and there was a good chance, you know, there was a chance that, hey, maybe they go in a different direction. And I understood that, and I respected that, and I understand that's the right thing to do, and that's how I'm glad that it went through that process. But in terms of staffing, you know, I'll lean, you know, heavily on Gerson. I'll lean on other people I trust with things, and understand that, you know, we got to make sure that we put our best foot forward and have the best people around to do that.
The head coach of the Wolves, Ryan Saunders, is with us. Did any other organizations reach out to you and say, hey, if you don't get this job, we have interest in you, but we're going to wait and see? Or is that a position where people think we got to wait and see before that's resolved, before we'd reach out?
That's a good question. No, nobody's asked me that. So, yes, other places did. And I respectfully told them, until my heart is with the Wolves, and until I hear that I'm not the coach, I'm, you know, politely will decline any type of communication in that sense, because this job means that much to me. And being here and being home and doing this is, you know, this is the job that I wanted after I got into the position.
I'd like to volunteer for the staff. I only want to go to Phoenix, L.A.
Sounds like you're golfing.
Miami. Yeah, I don't.
That's not what we're looking to do.
I don't need to see the games. I mean,
okay.
I'd like to see maybe. I mean, Dan could leave me a ticket.
Yeah,
Dan Bell. I could see the second half.
Do you just want to write your own schedule too?
Oh, I'm doing that right now.
Your work day to day. Are you going to be in the office when you come to Minnesota?
No. Yeah. I mean, the home games. You've got that. I'll just be like the guy who travels.
Yeah.
And provides a little support.
Yeah.
You know, so just keep it under advisement.
Well,
you don't have to let me know right now.
I'll let you know right now. I'm not going that route.
We're not going that way?
Yeah, we're not going that way.
I mean, I wasn't even in the contract negotiations.
Yeah,
yet.
No, we didn't get to that point.
Wow.
Yeah, our views don't align.
Yes. We're not going to collaborate on this one?
We're not collaborating. I like you, but we're not collaborating on this
wow,
one.
Wow, I'm going to have to make a – I don't really think there's a counter offer.
No, no counter.
All right, on to the players and more parts of this job with Ryan Saunders in a matter of moments on CCO. All right, I got about eight, nine minutes more with Ryan Saunders, and then
I like we'll the basketball intro.
You like the basketball? Shaletta likes that.
That's you, yeah.
Yeah, Shaletta picks out the tunes. Okay, how will you approach this summer with the players? You know these guys; they know you. But summer work starting now.
That
you are the boss.
Yeah. Guys have been in over the last couple of weeks, so we've had a number of players in where we've been able to, you know, work on player development and do individual workouts with things. But you know, now it's a little more solidified where you can develop them into specific roles and specific ways you want to play. So I think it'll be more focused in terms of how we want to approach things. But now, you know, it's going to be big guys being in market and being around each other, really trying to build that bond because that's where it starts. But then also on the court, we understand we need to get better, need to become better 3-point shooters. We have a number of things that we really want to focus on, and we'll do that.
Let's talk about some individuals. I want to get to the broader ideas on offense and defense, but let's start with Cat.
Yeah.
Obviously, Cat offensively is, I mean, if it's just offense, he's probably one of the five most talented guys when you consider what he can do. But the other parts of his game, where do you think those are at, and how does he still continue to get better?
Yeah, so obviously we saw his numbers, you know, skyrocket for a point there. And that shows how talented he is. But with that, and these are all conversations I've had with these guys, with that, you know, we want them to be, you know, ultimate winning numbers that are numbers that you know really push us over the top in every way. And so, you know, getting his points out of more movement, things like that, you know, he became a better and better passer as the season went on. So continuing to be a playmaker and helping his teammates out, that's going to be a focus, and that's going to be things that we're going to talk about and watch film and see what other players who have done that in the past, you know, past and present, how they've approached things. And we'll, you know, I look forward to him growing and growing each time that he's, each year.
Where do you think he's at defensively at this point?
I think there's room for improvement. I think we have a number of individuals with room for improvement. And then as a group, we need to improve. We understand that. And that's going to be a major focus. Sustainable success starts on the defensive end, and there needs to be a major focus to make sure that's a point of emphasis for us every time that we're preparing for games. And we need to create standards that we know that no matter what night, these are non-negotiable things that we're going to be able to execute on the defensive end.
You never coach Robert Covington, who is an all defensive player, and when he came over in the trade, played very, very good. But and again, you know this better than me because you're coaching. But there were a lot of those nights where the defense wasn't close.
Yeah.
How realistic is it to take a team that had those deficiencies and move up in what way?
Yeah.
Is it realistic within emphasis, coaching changes, players getting better, or does there have to be a different mix to make that happen?
I think it's a little bit of all those things you spoke on, because it's going to be a group effort. It's not just on one player. It's not just on one coach. It's everybody buying into becoming a better defensive team, and we understand that, you know, guarding the 3-point line. You know, when you got teams that there were some teams shooting over 63s at different games, different points of the season in specific games, we know that we need to guard the 3-point line better. And with that, that means guarding the corner three. That's, you know, the closest shot that you can shoot from three, you know, and you obviously have a high points per possession rate off that. So we understand that that's what we need to do. And it's going to be all those factors into one.
So people think Gerson And they think rockets, right? Mm-hmm. Who can fault them? And then we think rockets, and we think this philosophy of layups and threes.
Yep.
Okay. And the game has evolved that way dramatically, and you know that very well. But you have to have the horses.
Yeah.
You have to have the guys. How different when you have a full summer now, mm-hmm. and maybe it's a completely different staff, maybe it's members of the past staff, and you design your offense when you have the freedom to do it. For folks who watch how you'll have an offense next year,
mm-hmm.
how much of that will be different and it will be tied to that style of play compared to what you did the last few months after taking over for Tom?
You know, I think it'll be different but similar in a way where, you know, Gerson is really well studied in terms of, you know, trends in the NBA. You know, he's got a coaching background too from when he had first started out, you know, in scouting. I mean, everything. He's so well-rounded that he's such a huge asset to the organization. And in that sense, he's able to offer up, you know, very valid opinions on things. And I think one thing that he would say is, and he actually said that in his opening press conference, we're not going to be, you know, Rockets North.
Yeah.
So I'd say that, you know, Houston is more isolation basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I'd expect more free-flowing, more read and react type situations. But that's all going to be fluid throughout the summer, where we're going to have conversations and really work to put forth the best product offensively, defensively, and culturally out on the court.
So Andrew is a topic that everybody has an opinion, mm-hmm. right? And the talent is there, and people saw the first game he had when you took mm-hmm. over in Oklahoma. Well, if he played Oklahoma City all the time, he would be all NBA first team. It seems like right now. But how do you get that consistency out of him? Right? How do you take what he shows us? How do you take what we think he's capable of and get more?
Yeah.
And how did you – I know you felt like the last 10, 15 games he played better. How can he capitalize on that?
Really, his approach this summer is going to be big. And that's in the weight room. That's on the court. And that's focusing mentally to, hey, we expect big things for Andrew. And we'll challenge him. In a sense of, you know, we need, for us to be successful, we need him to be that guy alongside Carl who, you know, they both have, you know what you're going to get every night. And with that, we're going to keep pushing him. It's going to be, like I said, on the court,
mm-hmm.
But then it's also going to be, you know, in terms of getting stronger in the weight room and then, you know, just really making sure that we have, you know, a winning approach to every play.
Two last things, I'll let you go. The text that you received once this came out,
mm-hmm.
that meant the most to you, that you heard. Maybe some of you hear from all the time. Maybe it's somebody you don't hear from them, but that really kind of outside of just your family, but that really caught you, that person reached out.
Okay, outside of family. Oh, man, that's a tough question because I got about 500 unread texts right now.
How about let Shaletta go through the phone? Leave the phone here.
No, I can't do that.
That's my spiritual gift, actually. Yeah. You can give it to me.
I trust you, but I'm leery.
You've known her now for 27 minutes, so it's a long time.
Yeah. I'd say one that meant a lot to me was a coach from way back when I was younger,
okay.
And somebody who saw me as a young basketball player, and just telling, you know, someone I don't talk to as much as, you know, I'd probably hope to, but just telling me, you know, hey, he's like, this might be surprising to other people, but it's not surprising to me.
Yeah,
I've seen this, so
I think that's a good way.
Yeah,
thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
Head coach of the Wolves, Ryan Saunders, right here on the home of the Wolves, WCCO. All right, I'm going to say I should go to Lifetime more often. I will stipulate that. But the two people I know, or I'm going to say this, two of the five people I know the best that I see at Lifetime are Ryan Saunders and this guy, Henry Lake.
How much? We've been known to be at Lifetime
yes,
a few times.
Both of you are there often. Now, Henry, you're here for a couple of reasons, but I want to bring Shaletta into the conversation.
Hey, Henry.
What's going on, Shaletta?
To recount a conversation we had with Adam Carter about a month ago. Shaletta, why don't you take it away and just tell the story now with Henry here.
You know, I got to put 5 on 10. So I'm sitting here and we're logging on and we're getting in here. Chad's turning the lights down and I, you know, start logging on my computer and, you know, my screensaver pops up.
Okay.
It's a picture of, you know, me and a gentleman and we're pretty hugged up, look very familiar with each other on the photograph. And so Adam comes in, he's logging on, he's getting ready to get the news together. And he looks over at my computer before I pull all the apps up and says, I didn't know you were dating here in LA.
That's not what I said.
You guys look all hugged up.
I asked to say, is that you and Henry Lake?
Why are you? Told you I got to put 5 on 10. Let me tell the story how I remember. So I looked at him and I'm like, now he know I got 4 babies and I'm married 13. You what is? And he's like, well, you all hugged up over there with him. He really thought it was you.
And then I jumped in to really be the guy that stirs the pot going, every black guy looks alike, Carter. Everybody looks the same. Is that what you're saying? Right now, here's Henry. I mean,
in the words of Jordana Green, I am one handsome man. So you are married to one.
Yeah, you're a handsome guy. He really is.
So you were complimenting, Carter. You were complimenting 100%, everybody around.
Yes.
But did your husband go to Lifetime Fitness?
Right. Oh, my God. So I did look at it a second time.
Yeah.
And, you know, there may be some tribal features there. I'm not sure if your people are from Cameroon.
Tribal features.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
No.
What if that would have come out of my mouth?
Yeah, that would be a problem.
I just got my stuff on freaking Ancestry.com.
I just learned that
my husband's people are from Cameroon. So I do see some features from the Cameroon people that are similar between you and my husband.
So is he related to Joel Embiid?
Joel Embiid?
Yeah.
He's from Cameroon as well?
Yes.
I think so.
Yes.
Really? Okay, I got to look again. I got to look at Joel Embiid.
There might be some money in a deal for you.
I'm just going to say two words. Adam and I are never going to say on air when we're being serious. Tribal features.
Tribal features.
I mean, Carter, are you with me on that one?
No chance.
But we don't look alike, though. We don't. I don't even have hair. He's got hair. He's got the sideburns.
The sideburns.
Come on now.
I asked a couple people to check it out.
Come on, man. That's a bad call. There.
I asked a couple people to check it out. They saw a few similarities.
Yeah, Carter?
I mean, yeah, we got the same skin tone.
Adam, make sure you don't use the words features and tribal. Okay, let's not mention those. You're out? You don't want to defend yourself?
I have no defense.
You have no defense. Okay, now.
The lights were low.
Okay. Are we calling your show now a different name? Because now I'm seeing.
No, it's Lake Night. It's been that way for the longest time.
But now it's Final Pitch.
Final Pitch is the Twins portion of the broadcast. So whenever the Twins are on, and the 30 minutes after I get the handoff from Chris Atterbury to myself, that's Final Pitch. So when they're on the West Coast, like they've been for the last, 5 or 6 days.
Which you love, by the way.
Well, there's no Lake Night. It's just Final Pitch.
Final Pitch.
But then again, you just come in, do Final Pitch, and then go home.
Well, and also, Carter, we would suggest just don't. And no, who's lit? I mean, you think John and Lindsay?
Oh, no. I got callers last night.
Nice!
And they weren't asking where Al Malmberg is?
No, but they're former.
Thank you.
They're former. I mean, they've been regulars with Malmberg.
And they've come around finally?
They say they like me. They really do. Jerry in Roseville, Dwayne in Bloomington. You know the names.
Yes. I know. Seriously.
We appreciate it.
For some folks, it wasn't a matter of the station making a decision. It was the station, like, tortured Al, right? I mean, you know, they left him out there. I mean, Al's had a great career. He's been here.
Hey, to the listening audience credit, I mean, I get it. We get attached to people. That's just the way it
for
is.
For sure.
So it's
a good sign.
Yeah, I don't have any issues with that. Yeah, no question.
Okay, can we get to some other topics with you while you're here? Carter, did you see this story about the pizza billboard? Did anybody see the pizza billboard story?
I did not hear about this.
Okay. There is a billboard in Moundsview. The billboard, Casey's, okay, is equipped with a fog machine that gives the picture pizza the effect that it's being fresh from the oven. Guess what happened? Motorists thought there was smoke and that the billboard was on fire.
Wow.
And they called 911. You know what I think should happen to these folks? Lose their license. If you cannot determine the difference between a billboard and it's a pizza thing and it's a part of it, and you think the billboard's on fire, lose your license.
Yeah, there's a problem there. Yeah.
And not just any pizza, the best gas station pizza you can get.
I think it is.
Casey's. Oh, it's not
close. I think it is.
It's not close.
I think I've only had Casey's one time in my life.
Well, that's because you're such a fancy eater.
I'm not that fancy.
Oh, come on. Yes, you are.
I'm not. I'm telling you right now. You know where I'm headed next? I don't know if you've been to, since it's been open, but FEMA's, right? Have you been to FEMA's?
Down the street?
Yeah, David FEMA's.
The very hoity-toity place. It's turned over a few times, but it's down the road here on Hennepin.
But now David FEMA has it, They have one of the... It might arguably be the best burger in the Twin Cities.
Really?
It's amazing. It's made with the how do they pronounce the Japanese beef?
Kobe?
No.
Wagyu?
Wagyu, yes.
Wagyu?
It is amazing. It's
See, Carter, are you going to have a Wagyu burger at 3:50 in the afternoon?
But I worked out already.
He's talking about Casey's. I mean, that's the life you live?
No, stop it.
I mean, the backpack he's got on, it's got to be worth $500.
See, there you go.
Carter, what's your guess on that H Lake backpack he's got? $500?
Well, it's you at Team USA.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it? It's got like stuff on the arms. That's cool.
Are those Lululemon pants?
The air. No.
What kind of pants you got on? Are those Lululemons?
No. Joe's?
Okay.
Go ahead. Tell Henry about Adam's Lululemon pants.
Adam's got Lululemon pants.
Really?
Yeah.
You're talking about me and lifestyle. Come on now.
That's what I'm saying. Have you ever had a pair of Lululemon pants that you won't?
I've heard about it, but it just...
$750.
Yeah, $750.
$750.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no.
They're $128.
Henry, have I ever lied to you? $700.
Oh, plenty of times.
No, $120. And he's contending, this guy, they are the greatest pants.
Not without question.
The planet.
No, I've heard that about the brand overall. Like, it feels amazing. But hold on, time out. $125 for the pants? You act like that's super expensive.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
It was just the bit. Just The bigger part
it's
is
expensive
that
for
he,
me.
That
okay.
He can,
yeah, okay, I get it.
That he contends they are the night. He contends he can work out in them. He can wear a suit with them.
Yes.
That they're everywhere. Can you wear?
You can.
Okay. What's the new Demi place? The new place that Gavin Kaysen just opened up, which is like a couple, $500. He goes in there with a nice sport coat, a shirt, and his Lululemon pants. What are you thinking, H Lake?
I'd have to see it. I mean, you can dress certain things up. You know that, Chad.
Yeah.
You're not fashion ignorant.
Shaletta, you've seen him wearing those Lululemon pants.
I got pictures of him in those Lululemon pants.
Nice sport coat, shirt, tie, and Lululemon pants.
I'm not super close to Adam right now, but I will say this about the pants. The pants look really nice. They don't look like the type of pants you can work out in, though.
These aren't them.
Okay.
These are just jeans. But yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, I wouldn't work out in them. They're pants like any other pants with a zipper and pockets. And
you can work out in,
Lululemon.
Yeah, they got ones with zippers and pants. Yes. Zippers and pockets you can work out in.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think these are intended.
That's how fancy.
I'm a nice guy.
He's got, you know, special stuff. Parents forget newborn baby in taxi. Okay?
Uh-oh.
Carter, lose the kid, right?
Yeah.
In a taxi?
Yeah.
People still use taxis.
Yes, they do. Okay. This is in Hamburg, okay? They get out, and all of a sudden they realize that they got out of the taxi, and neither one of them had the baby.
Mm.
Okay. Shaletta, yes or no, lose the kids?
Yeah.
Yes. Henry?
Mm-hmm.
No, they've already suffered enough. There was some trauma there for at least the short time that they were without the kid. So
we can trust them with the kid now when they're willing to leave the kid in the taxi.
I believe in second chances.
Yeah, Carter, this is an area for you, Pornhub. There is a Minnesota congressional candidate, David Sandbeck, who is advertising his campaign to be a congressman in 2020, single payer and legalizing marijuana, and he is advertising on Pornhub.
Wow.
Good call, bad call?
I'm going to say good call.
I think it's a good call. H Lake, good call.
Eyeballs.
Yeah. You got to reach the people, right?
Yeah, I was worried where you were going.
Why
not?
I'd say good call.
Right? I mean, the question is, are they paying attention to the ad? That's, I mean, Carter?
Usually they're just trying to fast forward to the ad.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, Shaletta, good call or bad call? I mean, he could be our next congressman. And we'll look back at it taken off from Pornhub. Good call or bad call?
Bad call.
Oh, wait.
Bad call.
Back why?
Bad call. That's not where I want my congressman hanging out.
Come on.
I don't even want him calling the folks at Pornhub to find out how much the ad is.
It is the Trump playbook.
Well, go to where the people are.
The people are not on Pornhub.
Have you looked? Okay.
Oh, I know.
Every 2 weeks.
My husband might be listening. No, I'm not on Pornhub. To year 13.
Hold on here. Every 2 weeks it comes out the ranking of most visited sites. 4 of the 10 sites.
Oh, I believe that, yeah.
Porn sites. So why not go to where the people are?
I can't knock it.
No.
I can't.
And now, Adam, you can just say you're a part of research.
There you go. R&D.
You're R&D. Thank you, Henry.
I appreciate it.
All right, H. Lake on with 17 different names to his show, but mainly
Lake Night.
Lake Night.
But tonight after the Twins, after they hopefully win again.
Final pitch.
All they do is win, right?
All they do is win.
Final pitch tonight.
253. That's your time. We'll give you the Lindis Construction. Well, I'll do it right now. 253. Time to create a more energy-efficient home with Season Guard windows from our friends with Lindis Construction. Billboard, one of the Texters, Carter. It's a two-sided billboard that only has pizza on one side. I almost called 911 yesterday when driving by it. It really does look like it's on fire. Should we give more leeway there?
Well, if you're coming from the other side and you're like, well, there's smoke coming from that billboard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a lot of money on a billboard, by the way, when you got the fog machine up there.
For sure.
Maybe it's time. How about this? To promote the show, we buy a billboard and you go up there. And you stay up there for the rest of the month promoting the show.
I'll do it on May 31st at 11 p.m.
So you'll stay up there for an hour. Shaletta, you're not going up there?
I'm not going up there.
No, she's not going up there. We're done. Paul and Jordana are next. Plenty for you tomorrow, including Jason DeRussia. Jason will be with us right at 12:35.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.